Hi everyone, my name is Charles McCombs, and this is my first audio blog entry for this experiential learning project. It's actually my first audio blog entry ever, so this might be a little bit discombobulated and maybe not as organized as it should be, but it's going to give me an idea of where I am. So, for this first entry, I just wanted to get out my ideas of what I hope for this project, what I think is going to happen, and, you know, my goals and expectations for what I will learn and be doing at Orthoneurophysical Therapy. So for a little background, this is my first experiential learning, self-designed experiential learning project for the University of Cincinnati Honors Program. And for this project, I am going to be volunteering at a physical therapy office of OrthoNeuro. It's over on Olentangy in Columbus. That's not that important, though. But I'm going to be volunteering at this office over my winter break here, which gives me 3 weeks to get in about 50 to 60 hours of volunteering, and then another 15 of outside reflection and research into different things in the field. So, what I hope to gain from this experiential learning project is an idea of whether or not I'm interested in pursuing a physical therapy, or in pursuing physical therapy graduate school, or becoming like a medical doctorate or doctor of, I think, DO, doctor of osteopathic medicine, maybe. So that's part of one of the, that's pretty much the main reason why I'm in here volunteering at OrthoNeuro. And at the same time, since I will be seeing a lot of, you know, be in with a lot of patients, being with physical therapists and environment with other medical professions, it'll be a good time to look into what's going on in the orthoneurophysical therapy office, as well as look into what the literature says should be going on. Not specifically in this office, but in comparing the differences in treatment or recovery time or in surgical procedures that some of these patients have gone through for various ailments and various different injuries. So along with, like I said, you know, beginning shadowing and clinical experience as a career exploration tool, and I'll look into the differences between literature and practice. I also hope to just gain kind of a general know-how, gain some knowledge about the, you know, like reading medical literature, reading like surgical procedures, reading patient history and pre-op, post-op, all those kind of operative diagnostic notes and messages that are written between the doctors, the nurses, the anesthesiologists, physical therapists, what everybody's saying about certain, you know, about patients as they're going through. So hopefully through this project, I'll get quite a bit out of it. I have volunteered at OrthoNeuro before this past summer, and I know it was a great experience. So coming back there is going to be a lot of fun, and I hope with more focused learning goals, I'll be able to get more out of this one. And also just talking to Jamie, who's the physical therapist I'm going to be following around, or I'll be shadowing, not following around, but he has told me that he has some learning goals for me as well, so I'll be figuring out what those are throughout the week when I see him, and as I know, I'll let you guys know what I'll be doing, or what he'd like me to be doing. And I guess a quick reason why I'm doing an audio blog entry instead of like a journal or a regular blog is just so that it's something different. You know, I'm not big on journaling, just a personal choice there, but I figured this blog was kind of a unique way to present the information that I'm gaining. It's kind of like a little podcast, except, yeah, I don't know if I can say that because it's probably copyrighted. So it's just a way for me to focus my thoughts using a little worksheet that I kind of wrote up. I didn't have one for my introductory and conclusion to this project, but I have one for each volunteer day that I'll go to, that I'll go and look at different questions. It'll allow me to organize my thoughts and then express them to you guys in an audio blog. And if you guys is just me, then I'll listen to me talk later, but you never know. So I will be posting very soon. I volunteer starting over winter break. So once I start volunteering, I'll start posting or recording new blog entries. So it was nice talking to you, and you'll hear from me soon. Goodbye.